I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We talk about it on the show and you're like, I really wish I knew more about that. You can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the trailers for shows we talk about and clips from stories and pictures of stuff and news items, they're all up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If we report it, it's probably up there. Bryn does an amazing job populating that page.
Thank you.
So good at that. So AI, boy, out of nowhere, AI. I mean, AI, it's always sort of been this concept, a lot of sci-fi stuff. And
yeah, but it got real and real fast, and now it's taken over. So, yeah it's the surprise attack is real.
Yeah, truly. That. Like, what? A year ago, I was like, what would I even use? What would I use that for? And then I'm like, wow, I found like 20 new things I can use that for.
I'm telling you, my dude sends me a text, and it says, hey, ChatGPT, look this up. I'm like, nah, all right. I didn't. A little later, I finally did, and then was like, oh, my God. And it was like, I don't know. A little later, you started using it in a real way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so easy. I take all the stuff, and I'm like, hey, spit me out some scripts. I can, and then I can edit those. It's great. Like, it's a weird thing because I guess I'm just not smart enough to use it to its full potential. That's definitely something. Some people are, like, creating these songs and in the style of and somehow getting the audio from, and it's just some people really know how to do stuff.
Well, like, and companies are out there, you know, monetizing it as well, so I guess you're monetizing it if you're making it, using it for your YouTube channel,
sure,
but either way, there are big time companies out there, and NVIDIA's that, like, one of them.
They know how to make it work. They know it. I just don't even know the scary things to me with this, and look, the deepfake's been around for a while, but the deepfake video has gotten so convincing. It's so real. It just throws everything into question. You can't say it's real. I got it on tape because I videotaped it, whatever the word is for it now. I get that there's no tape. You don't have to write in about it. I'm a child of the 80s. So it's just a thing where you have to question everything, but there are some people who will question nothing, and yet it's certainly a well dispersed news story that this is happening. You can't believe your eyes anymore. And Tennessee has come up with some laws. The state of Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee, not Tennessee tuxedo. Tennessee Williams.
All right, Tennessee's out in the... I'm not used to hearing Tennessee leading the way, especially when it comes to AI, but okay.
I know.
Let's go.
So, we were just talking about this though the other day. I mean, country music, absolutely. Tennessee is a home to that, between Memphis and Nashville. Like, mm-hmm. It's really... Mm-hmm. But it's just a music town. It's like a music state. Everything from Darren DeCaville to hard rock. People go there to make music, to be with other musicians. It's just, you know, you hear that about Nashville all the time. It's not just a country music. It's a music town. So Tennessee has become the first state in the country to pass legislation to protect musicians from AI. I don't know how far-reaching this can be. I don't know how we can defend against these things. I don't know if it has to have been created in Tennessee for it to be illegal, but here's what they say. It's called, and by the way, very clever acronym here. The bill is called Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. The Elvis Act. Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. Oh, so cute. So the Elvis Act prohibits anyone from using AI to mimic an artist's voice without their permission, and it takes effect on July 1st. And my guess is here, because it says likeness, voice, image, I'm guessing that means you can't create a video with someone who isn't actually performing, having their face stitched onto someone else's dance moves. I have no idea what people are doing, but that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Oh, they just, somebody does the dance moves, and then they take the face and make it work. Make it work. So this act, July 1st, this takes effect. I'm just, you know, imagining how these things would work with my own AI.
Gotcha.
Governor Bill Lee, his name is Bill Lee, adorable. Governor Bill Lee signed it inside the Nashville Honky Tonk Robertson's Western World, accompanied by Luke Bryan and a guy by the name of Chris Jansen. I don't know, country music stars. Luke Bryan called it an amazing precedent. And it is hard to say how they would enforce this. I mean, there's people who, this is what they're doing all day. They're like, let's take Garth Brooks and make him sing a hard rock song. Let's take, and somehow, these are people who have, they're beyond ChatGPT. Let's put it that way. I am stuck on ChatGPT. I can't imagine a world where I need anything but that. OpenAI. But there's people who just know how to do stuff, and you can't do it in Nashville anymore. You can go outside Nashville and do it there and then come back to Nashville with it. I don't know. I don't know how this is enforceable, but at least they're trying to get these things on the books, because it does seem like if you're Reba McEntire, you don't want someone somehow taking your voice and singing, making you sing their songs.
Well, to an average person like myself, I would say this is one of those things where everything moves forward before they've got the protections in place.
Yes.
So you find yourself banking online and you find yourself getting all these things online, and now you're hacked and everyone goes, oh, sorry, that's too bad for you. And you're sitting there going, wait a minute, someone took out, there's a fake identity out there because they were able to buy this stuff off the dark web, and they bought a car, and I'm all this, and you have to fight that. Now, maybe it's gotten better, but 10 years ago, you had to fight that yourself.
Right.
By yourself, you had to go fix your, clean up your record.
You had to fix your good name.
And you're sitting there, unbeknownst to you, this has happened. You have no idea, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just someone got
hacked.
You don't
know until the collections start showing up at your home.
Exactly right. So I like that they're trying to get out in front of it. The problem is, I wish that these businesses had to be taken to task more often, and that these AI programs had protections in place. But that isn't how it works, because there's money to be made. Great.
Well, you think about it just on the small scale for us. We are a local morning show here in San Francisco and here in the Bay Area. I guess a little wider now because of Odyssey. The app is definitely, you know, that sweet, sweet syndication money is no more. But enjoy the free app. But it's, when you think about the, I don't even know, are we approaching a million hours of broadcast radio? Like, I just don't, I mean, it can't be, right? But it's thousands.
Why not?
I don't know. How many hours in a year? We could figure that out.
We don't need to figure it out, but
it's
there's
about 800 hours a year, say. Like,
of radio out there.
200 shows a year. Right, but there's a ton. So you could, and you wouldn't even need that much. And an AI would could listen to hours of our show and then go, I can create this. I can recreate this. I can use their voices and seam that all together and hear the stories from today. Like, I don't want that to happen. Like, my voice and my thoughts on things are really all I've got. That's like my whole world is based.
You know what's funny?
My opinion. I do have to have an opinion.
Because of the corporate takeover and, you know, the way to trim the fat, so to speak, radio has shrunk down to practically nothing. The workforce is, it's less than a third of what it once was.
Right.
And now AI is going
to I don't put it past any radio company to go, you know what we can do? Fire those guys and just and use this AI thing that we're paying, you know, $90 a month for or whatever.
God.
I know. So
don't
like,
let it happen, people. Do not.
Well, hey, do we need to? Anyway, our union did just the whole SAG-AFTRA thing just happened, and there are AI protections in place, but I just don't know. I don't know what the future holds.
I feel the same way about stand-up or any other form of entertainment that you like and use regularly, whether it's television. You want the personal touch. Don't you? You know what? I forgot to relay to you guys.
What?
5 minutes ago, my entire family was like, tell everyone I said hi. And I don't think they meant just the people on my show. I think they meant tell everyone hi.
Oh, who said
that's
it?
That's my kids.
Oh,
while
hey,
they were
kids.
Eating breakfast out there. Tell everyone we said hi.
Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Bay Area. Isla and Edie have something to say.
That's like, you know, you're part of our family in such a big way. I don't know. Okay. Well, whatever's going
to
happen.
I don't want us to be fake.
It's out of my hands.
I know it's such a but like when you start to think of it in those terms, remember when the AI first started happening and people were freaking out like, oh my God, it's going to take everyone's job. I'm like, no, it isn't. How is it going to ever do that? And then little by little, it's like Amazon taking over the world. You know, you're like, I can't wreck everything, and then it does. Like it's, you know,
well, what? Because we don't see what it's capable of. How
right?
would we know?
We're
that?
Just right. We're the end user. We're dummies.
It was like 2000 when somebody told me that all of your stuff you buy is going to be online on these websites. And I was like, that's impossible.
Yep.
They're saying shopping malls will go away. That's impossible.
And it's
well
incredible.
On its way.
Right.
Crazy.
It's just a weird world we live in. And it's getting weirder all the time. Fascinating. It's an incredible time to be alive. I mean, the technological advancements, just in the... I mean, we talk about this all the time. You just can't believe how fast it's going. You know, a couple hundred years ago, we were literally chopping wood to heat our houses. Like, it was the only way. And, you know, mom's out back plucking a chicken for dinner. that just wasn't that long ago. And now we're just like Uber Eats and get a ride and banking online and AI and oh my God, yeah, yikes. Jeez, a Lou. Okay. You know one thing AI
careful
can't do.
Careful with the language there, Clarky.
Sorry about it. Sorry, guys. I got a little out of control there. One of the things
I said fudge the other day by myself in my room with no one around and I just went, this is what it's come to. Mm. I can't even use the bleep word when I'm alone by myself, and it would feel good to let that rip. Fudge, I say.
Good habits.
Fudge.
Stupid.
Golly!
Yeah, exactly. Gomer Pyle. Thanks, kids.
The one thing that AI can't currently do for us, although I'm sure they're working on a way, is have our babies. Congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. They have their second baby.
I saw that announcement and thought, surrogate, right?
It's the first thing I thought, too. I read through. I don't see anything about that. She was recently on a talk show. Well, it was October of last year. She would not necessarily have been showing if she... She's like my age, though.
She just finished a film, though, with What's His Bucket. And I have to believe...
Who?
And I don't think there's any... Jamie Foxx. That was when he got...
Yeah.
When
right.
he had that injury or whatever happened to him, stroke or whatever, they were making a film together and it was her first film back in the business. But there's nothing wrong with a surrogate.
Oh,
they
no.
have the
good
money
God, no.
and,
sure.
and, you know, she's a film star. She's, you know, probably it's the safest way, right?
Well, she's 51. So they probably are able to check, you know, if they're his sperm and her eggs and they make little little fertilized eggs. I'm sure there's a way to check, like, this looks like a perfectly viable thing that
we can implant. Oh, she may even have harvested it. She may have saved them from years ago.
Oh, you know what? You're right, Vinny. She probably did. I didn't even think of that. That's a great point. Yeah, they look right. She's a person who...
Stop laughing at that, Bryn.
Sorry.
For years...
That's of us. It really does.
For years, she wasn't even... she said, I'll probably never marry. I'll probably never have kids. And then she meets Benji and... They were married 5 years before they had a kid. So maybe they tried. Who the hell knows what they did? It doesn't really matter. The point is they're trying to be very private about this. They're telling us the name, telling us the sex.
Oh, it looks like she used a surrogate for the first one, too.
Well, she was like 46 years old.
Yeah.
And she's an actress. I'm, you know, she probably was like, I'm going to hold on to this as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
If you can afford it, you might want to.
And if they did that then, they probably had harvested her. God, at that time, everyone.
Nice
I
job.
Can do it. Well done. They probably did that long before they even had the first kid.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like, why not just do it? It's money is not an issue for her and storage is not an issue for her. So,
right.
Boom.
So they have a daughter, Radix, who was born in December of 2019. And they've been really good about they don't post any pictures of their kids. And they specifically say, look, these are our kids. We're trying to protect them. For the kids' safety and privacy, we won't be posting any pictures. But he's a really cute. He's a really cute one. They have a daughter, Radix, which is a cute little name. Funny. Rad. And their son was just born, and his name is Cardinal Madden. Mm. Cardinal. I know. Cute. Cardi.
Cardinal. All right.
Card? Car? Car and Rad. Card and Rad. Whatever. You know, people need to have a unique name. It's better than Stuarta.
Well... And that child doesn't have to worry about the workforce at all.
No, that's true. They have generational wealth with these
long people. Money.
Right. So congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden, their second baby. I hope they're very happy. So I did not know this about the Joker. That's Joaquin Phoenix playing the Joker. And it was a hit movie. Wasn't like a massive, you know, didn't make $1 billion, but it did well. And well enough that they're like, we're going to make another one.
It was really well done and very dark, I think
you
it was rated
it, right?
R. Yeah, I liked it. It was rated R, I'm pretty sure, too. So I don't think they were looking for mass appeal.
Right.
They were looking for grit and darkness, and they got it.
So knowing all that, I'm just going to tell you, there was a surprising thing in this story as I read it this morning, because I didn't see Joker, but you had said it's like a descent into madness. It's actually hard to watch at times. It's very dark. It's not like a fun superhero movie where this guy's going to get
Phoenix
taken out.
Plays that role too, like in more than one thing he's done, and he does it well. Which I don't know if that's something to be complimented by, but he's pulls that. Yikes.
So this one's called Joker Folie à Deux, which, I don't know, round two, like, let's play it again, Sam. I don't know, Folie à Deux. It is a musical. It's going to feature at least 15 covers of popular songs. Lady Gaga's in it. So, and we looked at some of whatever's been released. There are no, like, song and dance scenes that they've released yet, but they are saying here it is a jukebox musical featuring at least 15 covers, popular songs. It's actually, what did you see? The genre is horror musical?
Drama musical. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm not sure if it just means they're going to prominently feature these songs, or if it's actually going to be part of it is sung by characters, and will there be choreography and dance around? Like, it just doesn't feel like
jazz
it
hands.
Fit. Yeah, are there going to be jazz hands in this? Like, is the Joker going to drop down into a split?
You know, it's been a really long time since I've seen it. So if I'm wrong here, please, just to, already I'm saying sorry in advance. Isn't there a kind of a sickening dance song in Clockwork Orange? Do you remember that movie?
I do remember, obviously the title is sort of everywhere, but I really don't. I don't know that movie.
I can't even think of this, the actor's name that, oh, I saw it. I've seen it a few times, but it's been a long time. But there's a scene where it's demented, but it's a song and dance. And so maybe that's what they're up to, some kind of thing like that.
Some kind of craziness where this is like a thing he's doing. Or maybe because I think she's playing, Lady Gaga's playing Harley Quinn, you know, his sort of partner mm-hmm. in crime. So maybe she's like a performer or something and... I don't know. Anyway, I just was really surprised to see it. There is a first look trailer out. It's been out for a while, but it doesn't make it look like it's a musical. You had to sort of read that, and it just was just a weird thing to read. It's a
707
musical.
Says folie à deux means two crazy fools. That's from Monique.
Two crazy fools. Love it. Folie. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Well, there you go. Two crazy fools making music and jazz hands all over Gotham City. In other Batman adjacent news, Colin Farrell is coming back as the Penguin, and he is going to be he's doing a series. It's going to be on Max.
And a television show series?
There's all right. Let's see. I think it's just called The Penguin. And it looks like... there is an official teaser. Brittany, I sent you this, didn't I? If not, I'll send it to you. We'll get this up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Because there is just a short teaser.
Yeah,
and
I'm putting it up now.
Great. So it's Colin Farrell. I guess he was the Penguin. And I haven't seen all the Batman movies. Does anyone remember him as the Penguin? Because I guess they're saying he's returning to the role.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah, they say he was in The Batman. Actually, you know what?
It's the one with what's his bucket?
It's the one with the emo Batman.
Yeah.
That's
it's the new one.
Forgettable it was. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then at the end, doesn't he wind up in the jail and like emo Batman's whatever. He's back. I don't even remember him from that. He served as a lieutenant to crime boss Carmine Falcone. Or Falcone, whatever. And so now the Penguin is stepping up to lead crime in Gotham City. And they actually say it's DC's answer to The Sopranos. So it's like that. He's like a mob boss.
That's kind of how it was in the television show. I didn't get all the way through it, but there was definitely the crime syndicate thing. I forget who's...
Do you mean the old-timey one with Adam West?
No. The television show, the series that was starring Will Smith's wife, but many others.
Oh, Gotham. It was called Gotham, yeah.
That. I started that. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. It was very much about that being the crime syndicate thing in Gotham.
Right.
And the reason why you don't recognize him from the Batman as Penguin is because he looks nothing like himself. They actually put a lot of stuff on his face.
Yeah, I did. When I saw the story today, I felt like they took away the signature eyebrows. And so I was like, who's that guy? Okay,
the Penguin. Fine.
By the way, people have written in, and singing in the rain is what Malcolm McDowell does in Clockwork Orange. But he's also, it's demented.
I see. Thanks for catching us
so
up on that.
I can see how they're going to do it or how it could be done. That's what
right.
You made
while
me think
still
of when
keeping
you said
it
that.
Nice and dark and not right. going full, you know, jazz hands musical.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including an announcement by Boeing, which is real news, and then nonsense after that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Take it to the flow now. Ooh.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to this. This is a little different. You have to do something here. It's another Alice escape, and it's Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. Here is how you win this. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. You listen for 60 minutes a day, you'll get an entry every day this week. It takes 60 minutes of listening to get one entry. You can enter once per day. You can listen all day, but 60 minutes is what you need to enter for that day. So get the Odyssey app. It's free. Download it. Get all set up with it. And then just listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for a minimum of 60 minutes a day for your daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. Two shows, May 10th and May 11th, 2024. A three-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. All the details on this are at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation knows how important it is for people to access basic needs like food and shelter. Recently, the foundation donated to Open Heart Kitchen's new kitchen and dining room, serving the Tri-Valley's most vulnerable. Open Heart Kitchen is just one of the many nonprofits the foundation helps every year. Visit FremontBank.com to learn more today.
All right.
All right, here's what's happening. So, mostly cloudy today. You may see some sun breaks, but that's what's in store for you.
Okay.
This is just one of those things. It's big news because I just pulled off of the problems Boeing has had over the last couple years, couple plane crashes, and you know that whole plug
flying off, right?
That that went flying. Can you? You've flown. Did you at any time since you heard that story and you got on a plane? Did you look at the wall next to you at all? Did you feel that? Were you poking on it? Did you, or did it just you just went? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well. I wasn't afraid, but I was on that model of plane on Alaska Airlines, and I flew down which was the exact thing. So, yes, it did cross my mind, and I did look at the walls, and then I was like, oh, a drink. Mm. And then I got down. Then I got down to Burbank for my Pokemon event and never thought about it again.
Okay. I definitely haven't flown, but if I did, I could see myself looking at the walls of the plane and feeling like, am I next to the plug? I think I'll keep my seatbelt on. Boeing has had, over the last 5 years, they've had two fatal crashes in the 737 MAX, 2018 and 2019. And then the door plug that blew out on the side of an Alaska Airlines back in January, leaving a giant hole while the plane was still flying. So these problems have caused, obviously, problems for their business. Boeing CEO David Calhoun said that he intends to leave the company by the end of the year. And it looks like there's a lot of leadership on its way out at Boeing. So this is the kind of PR that can tube a company entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to get that straightened out, and that's the plan. The big announcement, CEO David Calhoun stepping down in the wake of ongoing safety problems.
Does it say how much money he's going to get for stepping down?
It doesn't say, but this actually was breaking news an hour ago, so I haven't had time to look into it, but I'm sure he'll get his golden parachute. They all do, Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
So this story is, you know, the generations, it's interesting. As when I was young, I remember we weren't called Gen X at the time. We were called slackers and pukes.
Right.
But, you know, there was the silent generation or the one that, whatever they called the one that fought in World War II.
Oh, wasn't that the greatest generation?
Maybe the greatest generation. And then the boomers came after that, and now there we are, the Gen X. That was all there really was. Now you've got X and...
Right, every 12 years there's a
millennials,
whole new generation,
and after that, there's...
It does,
you know,
feel like we're very generation-centric these days, aren't we?
It does. It didn't seem like that when I was growing up, and it does seem like that now. So they're talking about millennials here and saying, look at the things that people are saving. At one time, our grandparents refused to throw out baseball cards and... You know, okay, maybe that's it. Figurines, maybe those little
stamps,
you know,
right? Oh, right.
Okay,
Hummels,
maybe stamps.
Right? Those little figurines were definitely a thing.
So now they're talking about what have Gen X and millennials saved that our kids will be stuck throwing away?
They say
the box your phone came in, but
oh.
I don't know. You're holding on to that? I held on to it because I used to go through phones. Like, I was selling them and getting new ones and thinking the technology was, I had to keep up. Now I've got an iPhone 13, so I don't even know where they're at.
I could probably find one. They are, you know what it is about the iPhone boxes and probably the Android boxes? I don't know. They feel substantial. It's not a thing that, it's not just like a cheap plastic thing that you throw out. It feels like a really nicely made box. Everything fits nicely. There's all kinds of like organized paperwork and stuff in there, and you feel like, oh, I guess I gotta save this.
Well, when I was flipping phones, because I wasn't flipping them for profit, but I was like, oh, I gotta be on the
gotta
new thing,
the
otherwise
one, right?
I'm gonna be left behind. The people were like, do you have the box with that phone? The people who were buying the box. So it was a thing. That's why I was saving them. This phone, again, I've had, I want to say it's going on 3 years, and I don't know where the box is, and I'm going to keep this one.
Like, well, you keep it and she'll change. The planned obsolescence is real, my friend.
Right.
Soon enough, they'll give you something that corrupts your phone, and you've taken the update because that's what you do. The minute you see it, you take it. You don't wait to hear. And then
that's true.
It'll be ruined, and that'll be time for a new
phone.
Then
I'll buy a new one. Well, I at least feel like I got use out of this darn thing as opposed to in years past. The box of random cords and dongles that you've been saving and piling up, that is real. That is, there's no question.
Hard to throw that stuff out.
Remember that guy you made out with on the show, the comedian? What was his name?
Hal Sparks,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Hal Sparks talking about tech. He was talking about technology, and he was saying, this was on our secret show 10 years ago, and he goes, the thing they got to fix, the thing that's the problem now, is the cords.
Yeah.
It's all these cords that everybody's got piling up. It's junk. It's just absolute garbage. They got to fix that problem. They've done a little better, but it's still an issue.
Yeah.
We're still courted.
For the most part, we are still corded. I really do like some of the place your phone here and it charges. I have a couple saddles that, but they're also, those are corded. Like somewhere in there, there's a cord.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place where electricity is getting to that thing. And that's so, and I still find, now I find I have this like weird shaped bulky thing that I tuck in my purse instead of just wrapping up a cord with a little plug to put inside. Now I got this whole thing because I don't have my regular cords
platform
anymore.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, they say the box of your kids will throw out your box of random cords. Also, if you've saved those rubber bracelets promoting different charities and causes, like the old yellow Live Strong. I don't have any of those, but I know they were big at a certain time.
They were. People had them like every color and all different. Everybody was putting their logos and messages on those.
Your DVD collection is dust, even though you can't let go of it. It's not; those aren't coming back like vinyl.
It is so true. Like, we have so many DVDs. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with them. And the thing is, I just like, all I have to do is close the drawer, and then I stop thinking about them. But every time I open that drawer up, I'm like, Jesus. Close the drawer, Sarah. Walk away. You don't have to worry about it. It's not, they're not coming for you. They're not going to hurt you. It's okay.
The DVDs are not going to come back. Your kids will just throw those away.
Mm.
Also, your collection of thermoses and water bottles. Why so many, they say here? You collect them over time, and they're not something you throw away, and now you got a million of them. I have a million of them,
for sure. They really? And those are hard, because they each have a matching top that now you can't find. There's just, boy, you know what? You're making me want to do a huge spring clean and just toss stuff.
Oy. Nice.
Hey, Vinny, by the way, before you go on to your next thing, it looks like that ousted CEO at Boeing is looking at $26.5 million.
Oh, that would a nice landing pad.
I know. Isn't that nice for him?
Made for him.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, David Calhoun.
What a great gig.
Yeah. Just be everything a CEO. Everything's fine.
Everything goes badly, and you're paid to leave.
Here's some money. Off you go.
Man. It's those kind of things that make you just want to grind your teeth right out. I mean, I hope PG&E has a full turnaround and everything's great. But man, whoever was just sitting there while all the equipment failed and just got old and just sat there going, look at this bonus I keep getting. It's incredible. It's
wonderful. All I have to do is just somehow hang on to this job and I'm rich.
Awful. Lastly, your kids will be throwing away those jeans that you've piled up that you swore you'd fit into again someday and never did.
I'm going to fit into them. You know, I make my old jeans and their old jeans and everybody's old jeans into stuff. So I don't feel bad about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Look at you go. That's true.
Y'all.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Facts. Matthew McConaughey is terrified of revolving doors. Tyra Banks is terrified of dolphins. Johnny Depp is terrified of clowns. Tyra, if I could, I've been around a bunch of dolphin in real life in the ocean, and they are big, yes. Good reason to be nervous, especially since they're gray, just like sharks. But sharks are the ones you want to be scared of.
Yeah,
Tyra.
Don't be
sharks.
Right? Maybe she has dolphins and sharks mixed up. She must have them mixed up.
Maybe
that seems like a dumb thing to be scared of when they look like those killing machines that are the thing to be feared.
They come in around us when we're out surfing, and they're not trouble. They're big. They can surface and scare the out of you, but in reality,
you see their fin, and you go, "Oh no!"
They're just migrating. Just passing through. No
do they? Are they sort of social? Check you out?
They can be, yes. Not always, but they can be, for sure. And yet, scared of dolphins, Tyra. What?
Okay. No, everyone's got their thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Billy Bob Thornton who was like, I'm scared of antiques?
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't have anything that anyone had ever used before him in his house.
Which I will always... Yes, people can suffer from mental illness, and maybe that's that, but I would say that's a rich man's problem.
Mm. A lot of us have to use things. Maybe that's it. He's afraid of being poor again.
If you're poor and there's a coffee table and you need one, you're taking whatever is on offer.
Oh, my God. It's another coffee table. I'm in.
Let's see here. The killers in Silence of the Lambs, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Psycho are all based on the same serial killer from the 40s and 50s, a real guy named Ed Gein.
What? How incredible.
He must have been horrible. He must have been a really bad dude.
Say all the things it's based on again.
Ah, fudge. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
The killers in Silence of the Lambs, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Psycho are all based on the same serial killer from the 40s and 50s, a real guy named Ed Gein. It's spelled G-E-I-N. I've never heard it, but I do have the pronunciation here. Gein, Ed Gein.
So, Psycho, though, was about his dead mom.
Don't ask me. I don't know all the stuff. I just don't understand.
Okay.
He's also known as the Butcher of Plainfield. He's suspected serial killer and body snatcher.
Oh, body snatcher.
Mixing alcohol with diet soda gets people drunk 18% faster than mixing alcohol with regular soda.
I wonder why.
The sugar in regular soda slows down the effects of the alcohol.
Well, there it is. Holy.
Do you drink it with a diet, or what do you go for?
Oh, I just drink it with water.
Ah.
Sparkling water.
Smart.
I wonder if that's part of my problem. Maybe I should go for, you know, root beer or something. Fucking root beer, is that a thing?
Well, you're really professional, Sarah, you want to save all the space in your tummy for all the alcohol. So I should go for diet stuff.
I see. Well, got
no.
it.
What?
No.
It means nothing. Just the alcohol. I understand.
Our text number is 800. You think? Don't listen to me, anybody, about alcohol. I'm not someone to talk to about
it. He's actually a professional.
No. He actually tried to be.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Billy Bob is terrified of antiques, but he had no problems with wearing a vial around his neck of blood in it. LOL.
Yeah, that was fun. Those were good days when Angelina Jolie was just like between making out with her brother and basically doing Billy Bob Thornton on every red carpet.
Wasn't that story, though, that he was... Maybe I got this mixed up.
No, you have it right.
Wasn't he living with Laura Dern and, like, she sees in the press that her live-in partner is now with Angelina Jolie while she was out making a movie?
Yeah, she was. I think she was gone. I think that there was just pictures of them on like a red carpet doing the makeout thing. And she's all, oh, I guess we broke up. That's weird.
You would think.
Yeah,
like, you would.
It's Angelina. She puts you under her spell. You can't. There's no stopping that. There's no fighting against Angelina Jolie. She howls like a dying lion. They came to the tent in Africa where they thought a lion was eating someone in there.
And that was just her doing Brad Pitt.
It was just her doing Brad Pitt.
That's fun. I'm sure he's, you know, regretting it now as the divorce continues into what, how many years?
Like 10 years or something. I mean, crazy. And the smear is on. Like, you know, she just, she turned everyone against him.
Yep. I would imagine he just longs for normal now.
He's probably like, you know, I had it good with Jen Aniston.
Yeah. Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Kanye insists you stop calling him Kanye.
Where's he?
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.